We're about 10 days out from the 7th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival, and with me are Eric Pearson and Doug Pullen to give us some previews of what we're in store for. You were mentioning, Doug, that Shirley Jones is one of the special guests that we will, on the one hand, know very well some of her work, and on the other hand, like her work in Elmer Gantry, lesser-known film, but that's really the one that made her great. So tell me some more about the other special guests.
Well, the second weekend of the festival, 15 and 16, we're bringing in Robert Wagner, and he will appear with The Towering Inferno, which was, the highly regarded of the disaster films, and actually nominated for an Academy Award or two. He'll appear with that Friday night. That's sort of your big blockbuster. And then on Saturday afternoon, he will appear with one of his 50s movies, A Kiss Before Dying. And at that time, he was mostly playing heroes or the good-looking idol type, and here he was playing a murderer, a guy who kills his girlfriend in college. And it was remade later on in 1991 with, I'm forgetting who was in it now, but that was that first period of his career where he had risen up the ranks in Hollywood, eventually became a television star, just like Shirley Jones did.
How interesting, though, that one actor bridging that span between the blockbuster and the sleeper, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a noir.
Yeah, and I'm... Go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say we've got a kind of an interesting thread about writers who have written plays that have been adapted to movies. So we'll have Beth Henley, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Crimes of the Heart that was adapted to a movie.
Yes.
And then we're going up the road to Las Cruces and inviting our friend Mark Medoff, who did Children of a Lesser God.
Delighted to see his name here because he is one of our local gems. So congratulations again for that, for reaching out and going to our local touchstone.
Way to showcase. It goes back to what Eric was talking about with the local thing. You know, Children of a Lesser God was debuted on stage in Las Cruces at NMSU back in, I don't know, now 30 years ago.
Oh, I remember. I went to it and absolutely fabulous. Let's talk logistics, if we could, for a minute. I know that plazaclassic.com, your website, has just been refurbished, and everything is there as far as the days and times of all the features. What about parking? What about ticket prices? Give me the lowdown.
There are lots and lots of parking spaces in both the Mills Plaza parking area and the Union Plaza parking terminal, which is about a block away. You can park at the convention center, of course, and then street parking after 6 p.m. is free. We have always been wary of the claims that there was no parking downtown. Mm-hmm. I think with the Chihuahuas come into town and on nights when we've had Jersey Boys and a Chihuahuas game and all kinds of things going on downtown, there was a plethora of spaces. And so, you know, come and park and enjoy yourself. And if you want, come up to the top of the parking garage and watch a movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, I do have to encourage people who, for whatever reason, have failed to explore downtown yet to realize that there are a lot of good places to eat and go take in a movie, go get a bite, go back, take in another movie. You can really just get lost for a good stretch downtown.
And Doug and I work downtown every day. I'm a restaurant guy during the middle of the day, and so we have a tremendous choice of good Mexican food, of good Asian food, of very, very fresh fare, and it's all within walking distance of the Plaza Theater, which is the epicenter of downtown and all cultural events and Doug Pullen's headquarters for the next 11 days.
And we expanded the list of restaurants in the area on our website to show people just how much there is just in walking distance.
Excellent. Yes. And ticket prices?
Same as they have been. It's $4 for movies at the Philanthropy Theater. We're showing a lot more children's and family movies in there during the day, which goes back to the first few years of the festival. $6 for matinees at the Plaza Theater. And those have been programmed to appeal to an older crowd during the day, the crowd that doesn't like to go downtown at night or is concerned about parking. The evening movies are $8. The evening movies with the guests are $10.
Okay.
And the afternoon, Saturday afternoons with the guests are $6.
Okay.
There's a number of free, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
So the idea is that for less than it would cost you to go to the local Frozen Cineplex, you can come see one of the best movies ever made and enjoy one of the stars or directors or writers of that movie and get some perspective on what it takes to make art.
You will still have the interviews and the interactions with your special guests.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have the free film talks before each of the 7 o'clock movies over at the Camino Real. And then just other interactions. You know, Ryan Pierce Williams, who is from El Paso, who has been a guest of the festival in the past, he's coming back and he's going to show his newest film, XY, which debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival this year. And then he's going to do a brunch on that final Sunday morning to pretty much just talk to local filmmakers. They can ask him questions about what kind of gear he uses or how do you do this or how do you do that. We have 3 or 4 of those kinds of situations set up. We have a local actress or actress from El Paso, Yvette Yates, who's coming in to appear with the movie she's in. But she's going to talk about, you know, how hard it is to break through. And she's in the next Paul Thomas Anderson movie, Inherent Vice, which is not too bad.
Well, speaking of breaking through, I know that the lines can be long. There is more shade downtown now, so you don't have to get dehydrated when you wait in line. Has there ever been an occasion when the line was so long that people didn't fit?
No. You know, the very first time we did this, Cindy Farahanes actually pulled me and Chuck out of the Plaza Theater. We were messing with something, and she said, come look at this. And we saw this line that snaked out of the Plaza Theater
yeah,
and around the philanthropy.
It can be scary when you get there and look at that line. Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, once we get it moving, and we're really dedicated to getting those lines moving, you know, we've had our trials and errors with times and guests and setting the screen. But I think we're getting pretty good at getting things moving on time. And once it's moving fast.
Yes.
And so if you're in line, be patient because you won't be in line long.
Well, and it's a great place to – you start talking to people and sharing ideas and figuring – you know, it's fun if you let it be that. And I've never failed to see people move quickly and everybody gets in and it has a happy ending.
I'm
so
always amazed at the goodwill out there. It's just beautiful to me.
I want to thank my guests today, Eric Pearson, President and CEO, and Doug Pullen, Programs Director with the El Paso Community Foundation, which is bringing us the 7th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival, the world's largest classic film festival, by the way. It starts on August the 6th, runs through the 17th, and that's all at the Plaza Theater and other venues in the immediate area downtown. 80-plus movies plus lots of bands and other attractions. For all the information, you can go to plazaclassic.com or call 533-4020. Gentlemen, get out there and eat your Wheaties.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.